You're listening to a message from Victory. We can play a part in helping meet the needs of the poor, discover our role in giving blessings to others, in week two of our series, Who Cares?
And just as a review last week, okay, we looked at Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and we saw that Jesus came here on earth to, and when he saw the needs of the people, he had compassion for them. And we know and we should understand that God cares for us. Whether you're Jeffrey or you're there sitting there in the crowd, God knows your situation, and he'll care for you in whatever way that you need help in. And that's the faithfulness of God in our lives. But yun yung makikita natin. Kailangan yung generosity natin and the good deeds we do needs to come from our relationship with Jesus Christ. Because on our own, minsan yung motivation natin in doing good and helping others, it's the benefit that we're going to get from it. But we know that it's just a reflection of what Christ has done for all of us. And that's what we're going to see in this series, and as we end the series and today, in how God can use us in this. And merong actually benefits and negative things that can happen when we don't participate, but that's not the motivation of why we do it. We're doing it because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? Before I read the text, okay, go ahead and mark your Bibles from Matthew chapter 25. Okay, verse 31 and 45 yung babasahin natin. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Bago tayo pumunta dyan, I just want to acknowledge my brother-in-law who's here visiting from the States. Okay? Palakpakan niya naman. Konti. Just a quick testimony. No? I wanted him to introduce him to you. He's one of the first families that I saw that were Christian. Okay? And based on what I saw in his life and his family's life, it was something that I wanted to strive for. Whew! Grabe naman to! Okay? And from seeing their family and the way they accepted me in the family, even before I started going out with my wife, he was already my friend. And because of his life, I wanted to find out more about what Christianity's like. Pastor Dennis was actually dun sa youth camp niya, nung batang bata pa si Pastor Dennis, it was Joe that was leading the youth camp of that. And so I just want to honor him that he allowed me to marry his sister. Okay, so kaya mo to. Right? Matthew 25, verse 35, we're going to start from there. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that once again we have an opportunity to get into your word, to understand your word that gives us life. I thank you, Lord, that many of us have experienced you in a great way. But there's also something, Lord, that you have called us to do, to take part in. And Lord, let us understand today our purpose, to understand how you want us to get involved in your church, how to get involved in the nations, how to get involved in what you're doing in advancing your kingdom. Lord, we're just humbled, Lord, that you would actually use us. But I thank you, Lord, that you are giving that opportunity for all of us. Lord, anoint the preaching of your word this morning, not from my own ideas, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and have your seat. Sabi ko si Pastor Dennis, ganda ng t-shirt namin, no? Salamat sa tatlong nagustuhan. Okay. Helping others never goes out of style. And I wish that every Sunday, pwede lang kami mag-t-shirt. Comfortable kasi. And it's nice. If you'll accept us this way, then we'll do it more often. Pwede ba? Basta kasha lang, no? At least buti merong nagkasha sa akin. But, you know, when we're looking up all these things, helping others really never goes out of style. I mean, t-shirts, fashion will have all these different things. Na fashion sometimes comes back, and hopefully the 80s don't come back. Okay? Yun yung kinalakihan ko, pero ayoko na magsuot ng mga sinusuot namin dati, and the hair, and all of that stuff. But it's something that has to come from inside us. It's something that has to come out naturally in helping others. Hindi pilit, hindi yung parang, kasi halata naman eh. Halata naman yung napipilitan na maging mabait sa'yo. Or halata yung napipilitan lang na gumawa ng mabuting bagay. They're thinking that somehow that will get them in good favors to the Lord. Okay? People do it for to a motivation to get something back. Now in business, that's supposed to be. Okay, tama lang yun na when you do a service, that you can get something and expect something in return. But that's not the way it is in Christianity. Although there will be benefits, and we'll see it in God's word, that there will be benefits when we help others. But more than that, it's a reflection of God really changing our hearts and changing the way we perceive things and how God is moving in our lives. Yun yung kailangan ma-develop sa atin. And as Christians, that's what we need to be able to see. And I'll move to this quote from Tim Keller in his book, Generous Justice. Okay, yun yung book. Sinasabi dito, "For from ancient times, the God of the Bible stood out from the gods of all other religions as the God on the side of the powerless and of the justice for the poor. He's the only one. If you study all the different religions, he's the only God that is concerned for those who are in need. He came back here, and last week we talked about that. He came here on earth to identify with the poorest of poor. Remember, he's a king, but he was born in a manger. Okay, a dirty place, an unsanitary place. And that's what was his beginnings. Ganun siya nag-umpisa. So he's already relating to those who are in need. And that's what we can see in with all the different religions. It's how you can get out of that. But he's the only God that will not just want to get you out of that, but he'll go with you to get you out of your difficulty. Yun yung makikita natin. No matter what level we're at in our relationship with him, no matter what amount of money you have in the bank, what job you have, the looks that you have, he's there to identify with you and to get you out. And because he has a greater purpose for all of us. Yun yung kailangan natin maintindihan. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31, "He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker. But whoever is kind to the needy honors God." Okay? When we're not helping those who are in need, then you're actually holding God in contempt. Okay? You're not caring for them. You're not parang dinidespise mo yung ginawa ng Panginoon. Because even that person, when you're not being kind to them, you're actually saying, baliwala siya, even though they're your creation. And when God sees those who are being oppressed, he cares for them and he wants them to be helped. And he's using all of us here in the church, understanding our relationship with him, for us to step out in faith and help others. Yun yung gusto niya. Okay? We can care because he cares for us. He came down from heaven so that we can have new life, and our new life is now going to be used to help others who are in need. Ito yung series na to. Yun yung gagawin natin. And we're going to look at God's word once again and see kung ano nga yung mga benefits, but ano dapat talaga yung motivation natin and why we're doing this. So we're going to start in verse 31. Okay? I'm going to read this. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on the right, but the goats will be on the left." So kung nandito si Jesus, nandito siya sa throne niya, if this was his throne, okay, all of these people on his right, you're the sheep. Okay? And all the people on the left, you're the goats. Wala namang distinction. But God is saying there's going to be a distinction between those who are righteous and those who are unrighteous. Okay? So, gawin ito na. Kayo yung lahat ng nasa right, lahat ng nandun, yun yung nasa left. Yun yung mga goats. Okay? But there's a distinction right there na meron daw dalawang klaseng tao sa mundo. Meron yung mga sheep, meron mga goats. And we saw this picture and we thought that this was, you know, it really shows the attitude of what a sheep and a goat is like. Ito daw yung sheep and a goat. I feed the hungry. Sabi ng goat, whatever. Okay? Yun yung difference. Okay. Take note na lang. Okay? But makikita mo talaga, ganyan ang goat eh. Ang goat, it's all about them. That's why when you see a goat, they'll always be saying, me, me. Okay? Mamaya, makukuha niyo yan. Okay? Just let it brew. Okay? But a sheep is so generous. O yung iba, natatawa na. Hindi. A sheep is so generous. Paano mo alam? Tanungin mo siya, do you have any wool? Anong sasagutin sa'yo? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. Mamaya yung iba, makukuha nyo rin yan. Hindi, makikita mo eh. Okay? The sheep is a generous animal. 3 bags full. 1 for my master. He's a tither. 1 for the dame. Inaalagaan niya yung misis niya. And 1 for the little boy that lives by the train along the rilis. Okay? Tumutulong siya. Yun na yung 3 points ko. No, that's not... ginawang scripture yung ano eh, no? Nursery rhyme. That's not biblical. Okay? Pero you can see that there's something. God is making a distinction between the sheep and the goats. Meron daw ang mga sheep that will be helpful and kind. And he's describing them here of what sheep are actually like. Okay? When we see the sheep, it's now being described here in verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, telling the sheep, come, you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. God is making a promise to his sheep that there is a reward. There is an inheritance for them for what they've done here on earth. And that's something that we can expect. That's something that we can realize that's going to be true in our lives. But it's not necessarily something that that's our motivation for it. But the interesting part here is in verse 35, sinasabi niya, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. These are all the good things that they were doing while they were here on earth. And saying that you were actually doing this, you know, with the right heart. Okay? Tama yung motivation nila. Okay? I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. All these things that are being described here are all different people who are in the language of divergence, factionless. And alam natin, napanood nyo na yung diversion? Ay, ano? Divergence. Divergence. Napanood nyo na? Yung diversion, Nick, yung palalabas yun. Okay? But the divergence is there's different groups of society, okay? And there's a group na if you don't have a certain characteristic, walang mag-aalaga sa'yo. And those are the factionless, and God cares for the factionless. Okay? And so, that's the encouragement that we get here. This God cares for them. When we're helping others, it's actually something that we're doing for Him. And in verse 37, you know, it was interesting here. In verse 37, okay. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you a drink? Marami nga nagtatanong sa akin yan eh. When did we see you hungry? Never. Okay. And then when did we see you a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? When pag nung sinabihan sila ni Lord na there's a reward for you and this is what you've done for me, they were actually surprised. Lord, when kailan namin ginawa yon? When did we help you? When was I kind to you? When did I give you something to eat? And so they were doing it out of what was in their heart. It wasn't motivated by the reward. Ngayon lang nila nalaman na meron palang reward. Okay, and so when we're doing these good things, we're actually can't think of what we're gonna get. It's actually based on our relationship with God, and it's an outflowing from that. based on our of what we've experienced from Him, now we're offering it to other people. Now we're doing it for other people. Tumutulong sa tayo nung sa mga may kailangan ng tulong. And we're not doing that for the reward, or although there is a reward. There is that promise. Pero hindi yun yung motivation natin. Okay? It's out of the new nature that God has given us. And so they were asking, Lord, kailan namin ginawa yun? And God answered them. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you also did it for me. When we're doing our kind things, when we're doing the good works that God has placed, that has allowed us to do, we're actually doing it for God. Ginagawa natin para sa Kanya. Nakatulong na tayo, and at the same time, we're actually honoring Him. We're actually doing it for Him. And sometimes, you know, it's hard, you know, tumulong sa kailangan ng tulong dahil minsan parang hindi ka makarelate. Wala kang, hindi mo naranasan yung nararanasan nila. You wanna be able to help, but ayaw mo naman parang ang yabang-yabang mo naman. Ito, tulungan kita. Okay? Minsan, merong situation na ganun. But you know what? When you're actually doing that, you're not just helping them, you're actually doing it for God. And how many here would want to please God? How many here would want to use their lives to honor Him and to do something for Him in return for what He's done for us? And it's not based on for Him to accept us. Remember, He's already accepted us. He's already died for us on the cross. But ano yung pwede nating magawa? Wala. But He's saying, he's instructing us that we can help others. And that when we're doing that, we're actually doing it for Him. And that should be our motivation. That should be where our generosity and our kindness would come out from, based on our relationship with Him. Dun siya manggagaling. And so that's what a sheep is like. That's what Christians are supposed to be like. That's how we should be like. And that's the distinction that God was making. I'm separating them. Here are the sheep, and they're doing what they're doing. They have an inheritance. They're doing it without even realizing that they're doing it for me. But that's what we're doing. Pag sheep ka, yun yung ginagawa mo. But how about a goat? We're comparing them now with a goat. And when you look at a goat's life, sinasabi dito, then he will say to those who are on the left, depart from me, you're cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me food, gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will answer saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Ito yung mga tao na wala silang ginawa. Hindi nila ginawa yung pinapagawa sa kanila ng Panginoon. All right? They're the goats. They're not doing anything. And the same thing. Maybe they were doing it for their families. Maybe they were doing it for their friends. But here, the same answer that God gives them on the opposite side. Sinasabi sa kanya, then he will answer them, truly I say to you, that you that did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. They were not aware that they were every opportunity that they had to help, that they did not do anything about it, they were not doing it for the Lord. And there was a destruction that was in line for them. So pag tinitingnan natin ang sheep or goat, that's the question really. What am I going to be like? Am I going to be a sheep that will follow the voice of God and follow what He's instructed me to do, or am I just going to be like a goat? And think about me. Which one are we going to be? And when I was studying this and looking at this, I saw myself as a goat. I saw myself having many, 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 many opportunities to be a blessing to someone. And many, many times that I would, I don't have time. Kulang ako ng barya. Barya ang binibigay mo sa Panginoon. Pag wala ka pa, hindi mo pa, wala kang gagawin. I see myself in that so much. And it's a warning for me. Oh, pastor nga siya, pero hindi naman tumutulong. Pastor nga siya, pero hindi naman siya maabot. Hard ka na ma-reach. I don't want that. I want to be a blessing. I want to be that sheep. I want that for me. I want that for my family. When Joe was helping me when I was firstly a Christian, he wasn't aware that this is what I'll end up being a pastor. But he was doing it out of the abundance of his heart. And giving me a picture of what a family is like. And just like he had 5 kids, I have 5 kids. Saan mo nakuha yon? Nakita ko sa kuya. And that's the same way when we're discipling people and we're helping people find the relationship with God, that's what we're doing. We're pointing them to Jesus, and hopefully our life will sort of reflect what Jesus is instructing us to do so that they can see an example. Ah, pwede pala yon. Pwede palang mataba and cute. Again, example of Joe. We enjoy eating together. That was part of our discipleship. And so when we're helping the poor and the needy, we have to know that we're doing these things. When we're doing these things, we're doing it for God. We're actually doing it. Here's an opportunity for us to do something for God in return. Not for us to be accepted by Him, but we can give something back in return by showing kindness to His creation, by showing kindness to those who are in it. So when our compassion flows, it's flowing from the compassion of the Lord for us. Dun manggagaling yon. And in this season of entitlement and what can I get? Meron ba ako dyan? Ano ba yung porsyento ko dyan? Meron ba ako makukuha dyan? Okay, I know you're being blessed. Balato naman. In that season, let's not think that way. But think that when God blesses us, we can be a blessing to others. And that's why this ministry all got started. Okay? And Real Life, we're here to introduce to you Real Life, and you have a bookmark on your seats. Okay? Real Life Foundation actually got started in 2005, unofficially, but officially got started in 2007. In from that period and now, we've graduated hundreds of scholars that would not have an opportunity to go through school. But now we have this opportunity. We're actually, this ministry has grown now in all the different regions in the Philippines, in the provincial churches. Right now we have about 240 scholars in 25 different areas all around the Philippines. Sa provincial centers, meron sa Tuguegarao, Lawag, Urdaneta. Okay, Urdaneta, Pangasinan. Okay, hindi Urdaneta, Makati. Cabanatuan, Imus, Dasmariñas. Again, hindi Dasmariñas, Makati, Dasmariñas, Cavite. Lipa, Batangas, Cebu, Bacolod, Rojas City, Dipolog, Zamboanga, General Santos. Okay, we're helping students that do not have opportunities to go through school and graduate. And it's so amazing, the testimonies of these young men and women. Mga cum laude, they did so well in school, totally opposite from where I was. And had all the opportunities to go to the best schools, one across down the street. The best schools of the nation, but not making use of those opportunities. In Metro Manila, we have centers in Quezon City, Novaliches, Caloocan, Metro East, Ortigas, Pasig, Fort, Malate, U-Belt, Alabang, and Muntinlupa. And all their testimonies, time and time again, it's just them not having anything. Parents unable, not necessarily sinful all the time. Okay, minsan kasi dahil yun yung dahilan. But just no opportunities. And we have them go through school, and now they have wonderful jobs, helping their families be alleviated from their poverty. And that's 80% of our nation. That's 80% of our nation. And these scholars are also God-fearing. Every week they go through a mentorship where they're taught about leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. The things that we value and talk about. Napag-aaralan nila yan, and it's so amazing. Okay, this coming April, 50 are graduating from colleges or vocational degrees. 50. Yeah. And that's because of your generosity. That's because of the church activating and helping those who are in need. And so, pag-isipan natin yon, paano tayo pwede makatulong? Okay? Let me share this testimony about Ram. Okay? And we're going to see a short video about him. Ram grew up in Mindanao as a farmer, son of a farmer, the youngest of six children. And his dream growing up was that he wanted to be a tricycle driver. Okay, tandaan nyo yung last week, tricycle, hindi ako makakasakay sa kanya. Dahil, tandaan nyo, hindi ako kasya sa tricycle. Okay? And that's what his whole dream was. Kasi hindi sila mapag-aral. But you know, he still had a dream that he would be able to go through school. Okay? And be able to finish. His dad made the decision. Okay? They had one pig in their family. Binenta niya yung baboy niya. Okay? He got 2,000 pesos for it. And he told his son, Ram, ito yung 2,000 pesos. Ito yung mabibigay ko sa'yo. Pumunta ka ng Maynila. Good luck. When I heard this story, I was like, wow. I can't imagine being in a situation where I have to do that for my children. The last thing I have, having to give that to my son or to my daughter and saying that's the only thing I can do. But that's the situation that they were in. And so he came to Manila and started as a construction worker. And ayoko na. Panoorin nyo na lang yung video.
When I was very young, I grew up na sang kahigisan to ka. Hindi kami kayang pag-arali ng parents namin lahat sa college. Mag-isa lang ako dun sa room. Sabi ko, Lord, ikaw na bahala. Kasi the future is not just blur, but it's really nothing. Parang I can't see anything.
Bunso po ako sa anim na magkakapatid. Tapos lumaki po akong Mindanao. Yung hanap buhay po namin ay pagsasaka. May nagpahiram po sa amin ng lupa sa mga magulang ko. Tapos dun po kami nag-aaral. Tapos yun po yung kinabuhay namin. Hanggang sa graduate ako ng high school, 9 a.m. tinulungan ko yung taray ko sa pag-aaral. Tapos sabi niya, meron siyang baboy. Tapos ibenta niya, ibigay niya sa akin yung pera na 2,000. Tapos punta ako Maynila, kung may pangarap na ako sa buhay, kung gusto ko makapagtapos ng pag-aaral, sarili ko ng sikap. Kasi sila hindi na kayang ibigay yung gusto ko na makapagtapos.
Nung time na yun, hindi ko nga akalain na may future talaga after high school na inalat ni God and God used real life.
Hanggang sa nag-apply ako sa real life, doon na nag-start na yung training na binibigay nila sa akin. Yung naramdaman ko yung love ng family. Kasi doon ko nakita na may mga tao pala silang tinutulungan na kagaya ko.
During that time, yun nga, I help my father at the same time. I, sa family household, at the same time, yung kapatid ko yan. The goal is really, of real life, is really, to change yung alleviate really the poverty, di ba? From if you're part of the 80%, you're not anymore part of it, di ba? And so, family is the first hand who will benefit really.
Yung tulong ng real life, sobrang laki kasi sila yung talagang naging tulay para maabot ko yung mga pangarap ko, para matulungan yung family ko. Yung mga training talaga yung pinaka-importante sa akin. Binago nila yung perspective ko, lumaki yung pangarap ko, lumaki yung pananaw ko. At alam kong hindi lang magtatapos sa akin yung istorya, kundi yung sa mga taong tutulungan.
Since 2007, Real Life Foundation has been empowering the dreams of scholars like Ram and Raquel. With your help, more than 200 Real Life scholars have graduated from university and are now helping lift their families out of poverty. Our scholars are mentored in leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence because our goal is to produce young men and women of character who will bless their families and change this nation. On behalf of our scholars, thank you for giving to life.
Dalawa yung kwento doon, it was about Ram and Raquel. Ram actually is going to be an expat. Okay, he got a job. He's graduating this April, But he has a job and will be moving to Guangzhou, China, okay, for an IT firm, okay, from tricycle to Guangzhou. I mean, that's God. And with Raquel, she was one of the first scholars that went through this, and she had a dream. She graduated, got her CPA, and got a job with the Central Bank of the Philippines. Okay, while she was there, she went through and got her MBA. Okay, got herself through MBA, and is now working in the office of the director of the Central Bank. Okay, that's a changed life. How did that all begin? Because Christians believed that they were going to help someone. It was possible to help someone. That's us. We have our role in this. And as you can see here, there's many ways to help out with Real Life Foundation. Okay, they have a Adopt a Scholar program. Okay, with just 50,000 pesos, you can sponsor a university student. And for 24,000, you can actually help someone who's in high school. Okay? 24,000. Sana ganun yung tuition ng mga anak natin, no? Sana ganun lang. But we can help. And what people have done is, you know, if they have all the resources, they help by themselves and adopt. But sometimes a victory group or friends would put their resources together to be able to help these students. And they're so grateful. You can see God has great plans for all of us. But we can also be used by Him to see that be a reality in somebody else's life. And so if you want to get involved in this, in Real Life Foundation, or whatever way God is speaking to you, and how to get involved in helping those who are in need, you can also check the website and how we can be involved in all of this. Let's all stand up and pray. Now, pinag-usapan natin about a sheep and a goat and how we can get involved. But before we can get involved in doing the good things that God has in store for us, it has to come from our relationship with Him. You have to be a sheep first before you start following what He has in store for you. If you're a goat, God can change you. God can change your heart and turn you into a sheep so that you can do things with the right perspective. So if whatever way that God wants to use you, I want us to pray today. To pray and allow God to speak to you. Lord, paano mo ako gagamitin? Lord, paano mo ako ibubless para maging blessing ako sa ibang tao? Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that You will speak to us and how we can get involved. Open up our eyes to see the crowds. To see them with a different lens. To see them and not be worried or concerned or burdened by them. But I pray, Lord, that Your compassion will rise up in us. That You will speak to us on how we can get involved. How we can practically help them be relieved from poverty. Help them in finding the purpose that You have for them. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that You will use us. You will use each and every one of us, Your sheep, to advance Your kingdom. Now look up here for a second. Sabi ko nga, mag-uumpisa yon pag naging sheep ka. And becoming a sheep involves a relationship with Jesus Christ. Without that relationship with Jesus Christ, you'll always remain to be a goat. But once you become and start that relationship with Him, and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that will be the beginning point that God can use the good things that He has blessed you with so that you can be a blessing. If you're here today and you know that you've grown up and wala talagang yung tulong mo, iniisip mo kung ano yung makukuha mo, God can change your heart today. And God, as you choose Him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you can be a sheep that can bring glory and honor to Your name. With heads bowed down, eyes closed, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and start that new relationship with Him, lift up your hands and we'll pray for you. I see those hands. Thank you. Here in the front. Anyone else? There in the middle. Thank you. Anyone else? I'm not going to delay it. I'm going to give you some time. I see that hand. Thank you. If you're lifting up your hands, just go ahead and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, that I've looked at different situations before and turned a blind eye. I know, Lord, that you have died for me, and today I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and you will give me a new heart. I thank you, Lord, that I have a relationship with you, and that my eternity is secure with you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you will use me. Lord, from this day forth, as I turn away from everything the Bible calls sin, and as I turn to you, you will use me for your glory and honor. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. For the rest of us, let's lift up our hands as we pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us today, that we will no longer turn a blind eye, that we will look to you as our source of the blessings. We will look to you as the source of the compassion, that whatever breaks your heart will break ours, and whatever you place in our hearts, we will step out in faith and get involved. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity. We love you, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.